wearing her green dress made of seaweed. Miss Bernice Jenkins in his house.
That's right.
How aquatic.
That's right. Made out of seaweed, baby. Mixed with a little bit of spinach. Get that seaweed and let it dry up and sew it as good material. Look like reefer. Look just like reefer. Good morning, Janie. We're marching over to Zion. Beautiful Zion. We're marching over to Zion. Beautiful city of God. I love that song.
Amen.
All right, here's our church announcement this morning. Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
The Courtesy Guild will be giving refunds.
The what?
The Courtesy Guild. They're just nice people. They're going to be giving refunds for anybody who bought tickets for the Jubilee Series concert. Deacon Ernest Ruffin was in charge of the booking the talent, and y'all know his mind and went bad because he's 91. He's going to be 91 on his birthday, and he done booked James Cleveland, Luther Vandross, Rick James,
wait
and Tina
minute.
Marie. He also was trying to get Don Cornelius to host it, but nobody called him back. And so now we're sitting up there with an empty concert. Nobody showed up. The folks showed up, but nobody was backstage. And I went back there and said, ain't these folks dead? Ain't Luther Vandross dead?
Right.
Ain't James Cleveland dead? Ain't Rick James and Tina Marie dead? Well, where'd he book them for? So man, going bad. So we got to refund these tickets. Went right down.
How many tickets y'all sell?
Oh boy, we sold plenty of them. Plenty of them. All the old folks who mind bad went, but everybody who knew they were dead, they didn't come. And they tried to tell the folks who mind was bad, but they didn't believe it till they got there. Said he's dead, and all of them sitting out there crying. So the pastor had to come out and read some scriptures that let not your heart be troubled. Passage of scripture to make them feel better, put it, right. Put them all back on the van and took them home. All them dead, Gene. The Senior Citizen Kickball Team has their last game this coming Friday. They're going to be short one player after last week's game when 97-year-old brother Herman Benson got his two front teeth knocked out trying to slide into second base. And I didn't know he still had his permanent teeth.
It's fortunate.
Phew. They knocked him out. Now he got to get a posture.
Oh, boy.
Deacon Larry Tucker is asking for all of our prayers for his recovery, Janie. You know Deacon Larry Tucker. He is in the hospital with second-degree burns on his face and in head after an accident on last Thursday. He was trying to change the oil on his truck but didn't jack it up high enough. Just squeezed up under there and got his face stuck up under the muffler while it was still hot.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.